This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Our darkest hour may be the moment we are beginning to see unfold, but daybreak always comes. Kenton, California, Chris, Aura, Raymond, your calls are coming up here in just a moment. Shock poll from the LA Times. It's up on Infowars.com, also on DrudgeReport.com, linked in red. How the USC /LA Times daybreak tracking poll works. And it is a scientific poll. And they go into the fact here that Donald Trump is now 7.8 ahead of Hillary Clinton and growing. 7.3 in some of the demographics. But what I'm getting at here is, I've been telling you that internal polling scientifically conducted by unnamed parties is showing about a 7.5. That's, I told you that a week ago, told you again, that that's really what the Trump campaign thinks they've got going. That's the real numbers. They don't want to be too optimistic or folks won't bust their butts to get out and vote. It isn't just generally about overall popular vote because of the Electoral College as well. And there is massive pull out all the stop fraud going on. But it looks like he's going to win Florida by as much as 10 points. If you see him lose Florida, you know the election was stolen. But they've already rigged the internet. They've already rigged Google. They've already rigged the primary for the Democrats for Hillary. So you know they're going to try to steal the election. There's no way that group of reanimated corpses and zombified weirdos is actually going to win in this country. Quite frankly, unless they're young trendies, almost everybody I talk to, no matter what color they are, is supporting Trump. I mean, I see trendy liberals wearing the hats, and I go, is that a joke? And they go, no, no, we like him. We get it. This show is mega viral with high schoolers and college students who are really just sick of hearing about how they're an effing white male or an effing white female. And the, quote, minorities are sick of it. They just want to live their lives. They're just people. It's all to get us fighting with each other. Let's talk to Monica in Montana. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's awesome to be on air with you. Hey, I was listening last night, and you were talking about your heritage and where you come from. And my mom and I talk about genealogy a lot. And I found out recently that we're related to, sorry, I'm so nervous.
A lot of interesting folks. It's okay. Go ahead.
So many people. Four presidents. John Adams, John Quincy Adams, Ulysses Grant, which I'm not really proud of that, but
You should be proud of it. I mean, Ulysses S. Grant was a drunk and did some corrupt stuff, but he was an interesting guy.
And it is so cool, you know, and it seems as these things start unfolding before us, it's almost like our genetic code changes and the patriot inside of us, you know, we wake up and we go, we're supposed to fight this tyranny. And I am so proud to have their blood flowing in my veins.
Well, sure. I mean, all of us need to look back on our ancestors. That's our great genetic heritage, and that's what they want us to forget. But listen, it's not just that we have corrupt elites. We have elites that are anti-human. The species is threatened. That's why people are activating. People can feel it in their bones, in their gut.
No. Mm-hmm. And you just spoke to me 100% last night when you talked about holding your children and nursing your children. And, you know, I nursed my son for 2 years, and I am absolutely proud. You just said everything that was on my mind last night, and I want to thank you so much for everything.
Well, you're a sweetheart. Look, it's life. You've got goodwill. I've got goodwill. I want to see people successful. I want to see humanity empowered. I want to see bullies like Kim Jong-il and Kim Jong-un on the ash heap of history. And all of us transcend race or where we're from or all this stuff by the fact that we want liberty and we want freedom. And that's why to see them stoke the fires of racism on all sides is so sad, because it is a plan to bring us down. The species is under fundamental attack. Thank you, Monica.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I've never offered 40% off on Brain Force, one of our best-selling products. It is a brain nootropic, 20% off Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 20% off Supermel Vitality. We have the third edition Hillary for Prison t-shirts that are about to sell out. And we have the new Bill Rape shirt that shows Bill Clinton, and under it says the words rape. You want to trigger a minion of Hillary? This is what you wear. And we also have the new Texas-style Molon Labe with the M4. We're also setting it up at InfoWarsStore.com, where you can pay full price if you want to just support the broadcast. We have the discount. You can click it to get it 40% off, or you can pay full price. You also sign up for auto ship and 10% off. On top of that, orders $50 or more, free shipping. So there's a lot of specials. Operation Sleeping Giant Super Sale Fundraiser now live at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLive.com. Or if you have any questions, you can call and order over the phone, 888-253-3139.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
I am announcing a new meme contest that is only going to be 48 hours. That way, people get it done, and then we have the prize. And it's going to be for $1,000 with the photo that's on DrudgeReport.com right now. We'll post it to InfoWars.com of Hillary Clinton, where she's doing a great white shark emerging or cresting out of the water. And it's a cross between a great white shark and the Joker. I mean, she really is villainous, and I think it's an important meme to have the Constitution up on the top of the water, or the Bill of Rights, or America. You know, here she's coming. Or the Second Amendment, quite frankly. Because that's really what's going on here. So how do you illustrate her as the shark coming up with the Second Amendment? Because they're coming out with the guns. The delegates have told us we're going to get the guns. They have told us. And they're now stealing the election. And Google admits, yeah, we're not letting you see Donald Trump as a presidential candidate. He's just not listed. Think of the control and the openness. Where is the congressional investigations? I mean, it's crazy. And it's only getting worse. Meanwhile, German armed police finally smashed their way into a mosque and raid homes of a group accused of radicalizing Muslims and grooming them for jihad. Why'd you let them in to begin with? Anti-terror squad arrests passenger who launched into ISIS speech, forcing Dubai flight to make emergency landing. This is a worldwide jihad offensive. ISIS released a sick video of fanatics who butchered priests. Why don't you say Islamicist? Swearing loyalty to the terror group. Of course, they were telling us that wasn't ISIS, remember? Merkel admits the EU is being ravaged by terror, but says Germany should welcome more refugees. The Spectator asked the question, when will our politicians accept the reality of Islamic terror? They're bringing it in. They control it. They're using it to take our liberties. Tourists banned from taking bags on the Cannes beaches in France over terrorist attack fears. See, all of you are prisoners. You can't bring a picnic. You can't bring some wine. You can't bring some water. You can't bring a bag. Because no one has rights, because your government brought these people in. I want to go to David Knight and to Joe Biggs, both to get a report from each one. First, Joe Biggs, I'm going to go back to your calls. Then Dinesh D'Souza joins us, Tucker Carlson, and more. But, gentlemen, incredible job, first off, talking to Joe Biggs. Joe, incredible. You've been outside the convention mainly. You're inside now. We've seen David Knight inside witnessing it. I mean, you talk about zombified people. You have found folks more whacked out than even Abe Skrilix and Carl the Cuck and other famous people. I mean, these are like zombies that I've seen who've been through brainwashing camps. I mean, I don't know what's happened to these people. What have you experienced, Joe Biggs?
It's pretty amazing. I mean, there's been a large group of diverse people outside, to say the least. You know, you've got this Black Lives Matter group. You've got these anarchists. You have these socialists. You have just the pissed-off Bernie fans who feel like they've been cheated, and with the DNC leaks, it's been proven that they have been. And they're all kind of like meeting in the middle and finding common ground. And they're massive numbers of the thousands outside when they go out there. And last night, they were able to rip down the wall. The police had to jump in there and start shutting it down. People were arrested. The other night, I witnessed people jumping over the fence trying to get into the DNC to help support the Bernie delegates. Last night, there was a lady who was yelling, calling this guy a effing white male, and that effing white males always speak over non-binary transgendered people. I don't even know what that means. I guess that's a new
word.
What
it means is you're not allowed to speak. When you speak, it's evil.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I mean, no, this is what you get from a whacked-out person that was in some, you know, Eastern mysticism cult or something. I mean, these are wackos.
Yeah, I mean... When I saw her start speaking, and she goes, camera, please. Cameras, please. I'm speaking. Cameras. And I'm like, who the hell are you talking to? And she would sit there and just pitch this temper tantrum and start screaming whenever someone else would talk. And all you would hear was someone being screamed like fascist or Nazi or whatever. And they use these little terms all the time.
And then she had these weird little bully guys that would come over and threaten to physically attack people. I mean, it's just, whoa. These are victims, man. These are mind control victims.
Well, there's a kid, he's 19 years old, his name's Joey, he's a local, and he's been going around to all these protests, that's him right there in the white shirt, teaching people about globalism. They come over and grab him and start, like, grabbing him, pick him up.
And pushing him and threatening to attack him.
Because he went over and started trying to debate the girl and, you know, and said, you know, what's going on? This is.
And by the way, they hog all the cameras, too.
Yeah. It's definitely been interesting to see this melting pot of retards, so to say.
And, you know, we should be politically incorrect because these are the equivalent of these are culturally lobotomized people. I mean, they are like someone in who's had, you know, their brain cut into. And I mean, I laugh at it, too. There's a new epic video that went up on Infowars.com titled Abe Skrilix and Carl the Cuck Star in New Film. It is adult in nature. But it is their characters that were created by the internet. Of course, we shot the footage. And you know, I mean, you know, they say we're effing white males or anybody else and that Western civilization's a bad thing. So we basically, tried to get into their minds. Well, I mean, we didn't produce this, but this film, I think, is a masterpiece. Have you seen it yet?
No, I have not yet. I'll have to check it out.
Well, this is a masterpiece of, intellectual true to force that I think deserves an Oscar.
I wouldn't doubt it.
But wait till you see it. I mean, it's unbelievable. In fact, I want to find out who these talented people are. Other points, other observations. We're going to talk to David here.
I think tonight's going to heat up again as well. You know, last night a lot of people came out. I think once Hillary Clinton takes to the stage on this historic night, so to say, historic in the fact that we found out how deep the corruption goes in the DNC and how they can completely ignore it, spin it like it's okay, and the American people will just go along with it. I think that's the historic moment right there. Not the fact that there's a woman, but the fact that these people have the curtain pulled away. They can see behind it. They can see the corruption, and they're still going, you know what? I'm okay with it. I'm with her. I'm with her.
This is absolute falling to the altar of authoritarianism, rigging everything, kicking the Bernie people out, bringing in the fake delegates, and then putting on a facade show. I think you can say more than ever, David Knight, reporting from the DNC, going back to Biggs here in a moment, that this really is the time that you can say the Toto has pulled back the curtain, and now America and the world must decide whether we're going to stay in fantasy land or save ourselves.
Yeah, Alex, you were talking earlier about creating a meme with Hillary as a shark or something. I think the meme would be something about Hillary jumping the shark and the rest of the DNC jumping the shark Hillary. That's what we've seen here this week. We've got the story, of course, by Paul Joseph Watson talking about how they're trying to fill these empty seats. Alex, inside the auditorium, we had to get out of there to get on the air because Katy Perry is rehearsing for tonight. She doesn't have her pyramids with her. She's got stars and stripes all in the background, not Illuminati eyes. You know, they're cleaning up their act for tonight, but they got a lot of entertainment planned. They've got a card stunt that they're going to do. They've got cards taped to each one of the seats that they're going to show at some point in time. But the substance is what's the issue, Alex. Last night, I want to read you a quote from Barack Obama's speech. He said, Hillary knows we can insist on a lawful and orderly immigration system. Can you believe that he would have the audacity to put that in there after what he has done? When we look at what's happening in Europe with this priest, you know, that is where we're headed, Alex.
Well, sure, and the Supreme Court ruled he's violating law. The law was already there. He's completing the smuggling process. They're letting people in with serious diseases. It's all confirmed. He's totally lawless. Exactly, yeah. But they're upholding the law, though, David, in fantasy land.
Yeah. Well, you know, we know that Europe is a couple of years ahead of us in terms of the big wave of Muslim migrants from countries that we're at war with. And we just had at the end of Ramadan, about a week or so ago, we had John Kerry bragging about the fact that he had brought in six times the number of immigrants from Syria, where there's the war going on, bragging about that to a group of Muslims. And when I look at what happened in France, you know, that was a first that they don't want to talk about on the Democrat Party. Okay, that was a big first. We haven't had something like that for several hundred years in Europe, where Muslims have gone in and committed atrocities like that in a religious-based motive. But, of course, the Pope says that had nothing to do with religion. You need to understand, we all need to understand that it's a Muslim custom that when they take over an area, they always desecrate the holy sites of the other religions, and then they erect their mosques over those former sites.
Yeah, that's right. The Blue Mosque in Istanbul was Constantinople. You know, one of the biggest and oldest Christian churches.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's now a mosque, and it's captured booty. It's cute, though. It's cultural enrichment to have your daughter sold into sex slavery, as they did more than 20,000 of the Christians' little girls.
Yeah.
So they can be loaded onto slave ships and taken to Africa to be gang raped in North Africa. But, again, it doesn't matter that the Muslims created the modern slave trade, because all of the mainstream media teaches black people to be Muslims, because that's how you fight the whitey.
Well, it's just amazing to me, Alex, to see the bold-faced lies that are being told by the Pope, that are being told by Obama in terms of talking about how we're going to have an orderly system. And then today he doubled down on this. You know, the whole theme this week has been, look, Donald Trump painted a very dark picture of America. Everything is just wonderful, even as we're having daily terrorist attacks going on in Europe that they don't talk about at all. But then he doubles down and he says this. He says that the idea that America is somehow on the verge of collapse, this vision of violence and chaos everywhere, where did we get that? from the news that they're not talking about. Doesn't jive with the experience of most people, but it will be our experience, Alex. We know this is going to be brought to America. We know the policies of Hillary, the policies of Obama and Kerry are the policies that are going to bring the same types of terrorism with bombs, knives, trucks, to America's shores.
And we know the rest of the equation, official martial law in France, extended basically indefinitely, national police to go after people that criticize Islam. Same thing in France. The public can't have bags in public or whatever. Now, everyone's a prisoner. Martial law, but bring in more of the darling little 80% military-aged men who invaded Syria and then blame the Syrians. Everything is a lie on a lie. It's like they're playing a game where the more lies they can pack into one statement, the better. Joe Biggs, what do you make of the permanent civil emergencies they're putting into Europe right now?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. You know, it's happening all over. I mean, the fact that they're actually bringing in these terrorists, allowing them to come in, and then expecting people to assimilate to the jihadi ways, assimilate to Sharia law, and not expect them to assimilate to their cultures that they're coming into.
But you know, isn't it liberal to have your daughter's genitals cut off and to put people in cages and then not let your wife even leave the house and then pour acid on her face if you want to and it's legal?
It's super progressive and trendy. I mean, it's amazing. I think we should do that to everyone. You know, I'm ready to get on the acid train and jump in there. And
well, why doesn't Hillary? I mean, you know, well, I mean, if Islam's so enriching, I don't know why she didn't have Chelsea do that.
You know what is interesting, though, around here, Alex, is the fact that the mainstream media keeps portraying that, you know, there's all these Hillary supporters, that everyone's united. You know, there's hardly any unity inside these halls at the DNC at the Wells Fargo Arena. Hardly any.
Sure, the vast majority are Bernie supporters. Now they're being kicked out, I'm told.
Yeah, it's like remnants of ghosts. There's like ghosts everywhere, like spirits floating around that used to be this revolution that is just now empty and gone. And now they're all outside protesting at nighttime. But the mainstream media says, oh, there's like 100 or 200 people outside. When in actuality, there are thousands and thousands of angry people. Now imagine all those people all across the country. If they would have shown up to Philadelphia, it would have been a madhouse out here. There's not just a few thousand people who are angry in this country. There are millions and millions.
And by the way, they know it's not Donald Trump that's screwing them over. They know it's the DNC stealing it from them. What's coming up next, Joe? What's coming up next night?
Well, tonight at 6 o'clock, again, the Revolutionary Communist Party are at it again. They're supposed to be doing another flag-burning ceremony, which I will be sure as hell attending and trying to put a stop to that just because, yeah, that's ridiculous. You know, it's funny, I'm glad we're talking about this, because last night they were doing flag burnings right outside
of
the arena.
And another idiot caught themselves on fire.
Well, here's the interesting thing. They started burning flags. They burnt an American flag. They burnt just a red flag. They burnt another stupid flag. They burnt an Israeli flag. And then they brought the rainbow flag over. And I said, burn that flag. And they go, well, no, that's not a flag. That's a symbol. I went, huh? I said, what do you mean? The rainbow flag is a symbol?
They all engage in doublethink. Well, Joe, I want to be clear. I don't tell you to go grab these flags away. In fact, I mean, quite personally, I think it's their First Amendment. Even though they're scum and even though they want to overthrow the country, I know the flag's been a symbol of evil for some people, but overall it's a symbol of good, and we should take it back. But I understand, as you, a veteran, and the rest of it, it's a symbol saying they want to burn you. And so, and I know you've been actually burned up in vehicles yourself, and so it's not a fun thing. At the same time, I just think you should show the rhetoric of how they're anti-gun, anti-family, and I think you should just let people hear these filth. I really think you should let people see the type of person that wants to see this country basically burn up into a communist hell.
Oh, you should have seen the video last night. I put up the death cult revealed or whatever. These people were holding hands, seeing around, talking about death to democracy, death to America. America is over. You know, it was like the complete and total death cult for America. It was out of control.
No, these are bad people. I mean, it's like I let my son watch old TV a couple nights a week. We're watching Hawaii 5-0. And I was a kid watching Hawaii 5-0 where the communists are real nasty, and we're going to shoot some people in the back, and then we're going to bring everything down and burn everything because we're evil. And I'm like, you know, when I was a kid, I'm like, that's an exaggeration. There aren't people like that. Then you get around communists, and, man, they know they're evil. They don't want to help people. They want to run everything and be able to have us tied up and stomp our guts out because they're little pot-bellied cowards, Joe.
Yeah, exactly. So there was one white girl started speaking in front of colored people, and she started speaking and wouldn't shut up because she wanted to say something. And this person of color, decided he was going to grovel to her feet and beg the white lady if she could, if he could speak before her, and kind of, you know, laughing at her and mocking her. And the video's up as well. I put that up last night. But the insanity out here is not running short. The tank is full, and it's not running empty anytime soon.
Well, I'll tell you, this is what having it too easy does. These people are all on assistance. I don't care what color they are. They're a bunch of bums. They're into weird, sick stuff, and they've never had to actually do anything in their life, and they are mentally ill. They are degenerates, and they want to bring us down. They don't like the fact that we want to build things. They don't like the fact that we're into beauty. They don't like the fact we're into success. They don't like real liberals, and they're coming for us. Joe Biggs, we'll talk to you more. Fabulous job. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, sir.
All right, I'm going to take a few of your phone calls after we finish up with Knight. Knight, what else is on your agenda? What else are you noticing? I hope you go out. I know you've already done this. Talk to folks about what they believe in, their socialism, their communism.
Yeah.
You know, wanting our guns. I think that's really key to document now. You've also documented how they've stolen it from the delegates, so great job. I mean, I've got to tell you, InfoWars, Drudge, others, we are the new media. We're not the alternative media. We are dominating coverage. I'm not bragging. I mean, we're getting more traffic, I know for a fact, than the major CNN shows. It's incredible. I mean, normally 4, 5, 6 million YouTube views a day. We're getting way more than that just on YouTube. You count terrestrial radio. You count all our other platforms. We are reaching just a sickening amount of people. This is very, very exciting.
Well, you know, Alex, you're talking about burning flags and everything. I guess that's why they have so few of them on the stage. But they really are doubling down with it, as we saw them rehearsing in there with Katy Perry, as much red, white, and blue symbolism as they can come up with. But I find it kind of interesting that the socialists, the communists here, are now going full-on McCarthy with these leaks. You know, they've been embarrassed by these leaks, and now they continue to say it's Russia. It's Russia red-baiting like it's the 1950s. It's absolutely amazing. Remember, it was the House Un-American Activities Committee, the HUAC? Well, they just need to change the H from House to Hillary, and we're right back to the old McCarthyism that we had before. But we're going to be talking to people. We've been looking. We saw a couple of people at one point in time. We're on our way to another event that we're here with Everytown. So we want to get some people engaged on this gun control issue, because I'm sure that's going to be a key part of Hillary Clinton's speech tonight. And I want to get some of these people to explain to us why we shouldn't be allowed to protect ourselves when we're in the midst of all of this heavy, heavy security. You know, you have to have a card to come in and get into this area.
Sure, I would ask these people, why does Hillary have security, or why does a movie star have security? Well, if you're not rich, you can't afford the security.
And why do you have to have ID cards in order to vote for your Democrat candidate? Isn't that racist? We're told that that's racist when they want to do that in North Carolina, if they want to get people's picture ID, but you have to have all kinds of ID.
Ooh, that's a great point. They're even kicking the real voters out, the real delegates, and putting fake ones in. So they're talk about Jim Crow. Great job. Thank you so much, David Knight.
Thank you, Alex.
All right. Amazing to have our reporters there. And I keep saying amazing, amazing. I don't normally use it that much, but they're really doing a great job. And you're doing a great job, listeners. You helped build this operation. We're going to come back, take a few calls. I'm going to go to Kent. And I'm going to go to Raymond and Gwen and Chris and Bill. I'll get to everybody. I appreciate you holding. We are also going to be covering a lot of other news. Tucker Carlson is going to be joining us. First off, though, we're running a special, a sale that is hands down the biggest we've ever had. 40% off on things like Rainforce, 40% off on many other products like Storable Food. Again, we see the Storable Food maybe once a year, 30% off. It's already super high quality, lowest price you're going to find out there. But my Patriots, the biggest in the country now, and because they're such good quality, and they're all about, we pack it that week, we ship it to you. Everywhere else, it tends to have back order. They have gotten a little bit back ordered, but I'm told that's when I talked to them last week. They're now not back ordered. They have it in supply, so that means your order will come directly to you. But they told me I need to only run the special for a couple days because it will get backordered. So, and they don't want to do that to the other suppliers either. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars Select is powered by My Patriot. 20 to 40% off depending on the package. 40% off on BrainForce. 20% off on the water filtration systems. So many other specials. 30% on Super Male and Super Female. Everything across the board. Huge discounts. And then your purchase of the products, things that help you have a cleaner body, better health, I mean, just across the board, then funds this operation that no one can doubt is devastating the New World Order. And I do it with good cheer. I'm happy to do it. It's very, very exciting because risking your life is very, very exciting for a good cause. But we're going to go all the way in through and beyond. It's that quote from the Black Hole. In through and beyond. We're going. We're not stopping ever. We're committed, and we're going with God as our standard. Life. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
I've never offered 40% off on BrainForce, one of our best-selling products. It is a brain nootropic. 20% off Survival Shield X2, the good halogen. 20% off Supermel Vitality. We have the third edition Hillary for Prison t-shirts that are about to sell out. And we have the new Bill Rape shirt that shows Bill Clinton, and under it says the words rape. You want to trigger a minion of Hillary? This is what you wear. And we also have the new Texas-style Molon Labe with the M4. We're also setting it up at InfoWarsStore.com, where you can pay full price if you want to just support the broadcast. We have the discount. You can click it and get a 40% off, or you can pay full price. You can also sign up for auto ship, get 10% off. On top of that, orders $50 or more, free shipping. There's a lot of specials. Operation Sleeping Giant, Super Sale, Fundraiser, now live at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com. Or if you have any questions, you can call and order over the phone, 888-253-3139.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
They have been expunging not just off TBS that first aired it, but off the internet of Hillary in a mashup with laughing hyenas next to her laugh. It's clearly fair use. It's clearly political speech, and this is part and parcel of the fact that WikiLeaks had to point it out 2 days ago. No one even cares. They're breaking our will. That it turns out, for months, you search presidential candidate U.S., you don't get Donald Trump on Google's display. It only shows Hillary and the Green Party and the Libertarian Party. This is beyond 1984. And now TBS has deleted hilarious tweet comparing Hillary to hyenas. Well, we put it back up on Twitter, and Adan Salazar just posted, and it's going on YouTube. And here's the deal. I told YouTube this at the RNC when they were on the YouTube stage the Young Turks that work for them. They called us up, acted like I took over, blew up, said Roger Stone was on the stage. It was all made up. We're going to Dinesh D'Souza here in 1 minute. But it's thematic of this censorship and persecution. They pulled our three videos of it within an hour. Didn't say copyright violation. Didn't say we took it off. Just said, sorry, unavailable. And I had to go on the internet and threaten to sue Google, which I don't want to do, but I'm going to, because it's fundamental free speech. If they take down the hyenas when I put it up, we're going to play it right now. But Dinesh D'Souza was put in prison for 9 months for doing nothing. Went out and got five friends to give money to a political campaign. Didn't fill out a PAC form. But Hillary gets money from dictators. And his crime was having the number two documentary in world history. Now he's already got the highest grossing film documentary of 2016. And it's only been out a week. And I want to thank our listeners. I don't have any financial interest in this. I have an interest in my kids living in somewhat of a free country. But it's all about censorship. And we have to counter it with culture and with art and with supporting information. Now, let's go ahead and play this clip. And now there's this photo of her last night with Obama, like a great white shark cresting. Her actions are so evil, but I just don't know what to say anymore. I'm going to go to your calls if Dinesh goes. I appreciate people holding. We've got Tucker Carlson joining us, too. Dinesh, it was great meeting you in person. I feel like I know you, watching you since I was a kid on TV in the Reagan administration, and then obviously following your films. Congratulations. Not just on your best film to date and the new book out by the same name, but congratulations on the fact that you doubled down when they threatened you and tried to destroy your life. So you're a true trailblazer and a veteran of this authoritarian system they're setting up. So it's got to feel good that despite everything they've done to you, that you're back on top.
Alex, thank you very much. No, I'm absolutely thrilled. The left unleashed a whole battery of critics who tried to bash the film into submission through rotten tomatoes and through basically misrepresenting what the film is about. The great thing is we've had people see it. They love it. They go nuts. They tell other people. You've been telling people about it. And so word of mouth is spreading. The fate of a movie depends a lot on how it does in the opening couple of weeks. And so it's just fantastic to see people flood the theaters. We're looking to have a really big weekend. This second weekend, we're crushing Michael Moore. He made a film last year, and in 5 days, we have outperformed his film. And our film is already in the top 10 political documentaries of all time in 1 week.
Wow, of all time. Well, incredible. And it's a top
grossing. We're in the top 10. We're going to... My Obama film is number two, and my film America is number six.
This
film,
but Rotten Tomatoes says your film is 5%. Of course, there's a whole genre of films that are so bad everyone wants to go see them. So in a way, I think you may have the lowest rating ever on Rotten Tomatoes. At least they didn't just delist you. Delist you like Google did.
Well, go to the right of the screen, and you'll see that our audience reaction is over 80%. And so you've got probably the biggest spread between what the critics say. By the way, a lot of these critics haven't even seen the movie. They can't find one thing that's wrong with it. So what they do is they go into this kind of thrashing around invective. The film is agitprop, it's paranoid, it's delusional, etc. But the bottom line of it is they can't keep people away from seeing it.
And by the way, sir, for radio listeners, let me describe to them the Rotten Tomatoes page. This is incredible. I miss the forest for the trees. The horrible little globalist minions at Rotten Tomatoes that have disgraced themselves and discredited themselves, attacking any libertine or conservative or patriotic or nationalistic film. They're well known for this. That's why a lot of folks don't go there now. Gave it a 5%, but the audience rating was 82, incredibly high. So you see the total paradox there of the fraud versus the truth.
Yeah, there's a group called CinemaScore, and this is an objective independent agency. And they interview people as they come out of the theater, and then they rate films. And it's very hard to get an A or an A-. In fact, the only film playing in the theater right now, other than ours, that got an A-minus rating is Star Trek. So from the audience reaction, these are the two best films that are out in the theater. And this includes the whole menu of Hollywood films that are out there this summer.
Well, I mean, your America 2016 was powerful, slick, historic, very good. I felt good watching it. It wasn't gloomy. It was almost upbeat. But you know what? Donald Trump's right. We're in deep crap. Your new film is a horror film. It's very dark. And it comes, I think, close to showing how evil she is. But it's really hard, you know, unless you actually see the kids buried and found dead at MENA with maggots all over them. So, I mean, she is a monster. And so congratulations.
Well, it's just thrilling to have this film in the theater as a kind of vaccination or antidote to the unbelievable squid-like cloud of rhetoric that's coming out of Philadelphia. First of all, to listen to that old con artist Bill Clinton. You know, gee, if we came from Mars and had never heard him before, he might be a reasonably effective used car salesman. But to literally hear this one, given what we know, the selective Rapunzel story of Hillary, I mean, it's downright nauseating. And so I think for Republicans, our film is a great sort of protest vote. It's a way to equip yourself and arm yourself. And in a sense, it's a way of taking a shower from all the false
rhetoric. And we've got a deprogram of my family personally. I've been so busy. I still haven't seen it, even though you had us at the premiere. I'm going to see it Saturday. But my family and friends have all been taking liberals and deprogramming them. And they're saying that the liberals already hate her and know she stole the election. So it's they're like being deprogrammed out of a cult right now and totally freaking out. Some people I've talked to say that liberals start crying when they leave.
This is a film that could actually have a transforming effect, not just on independent voters, but also on women, Latinos, and minorities. Now, here's something that's odd. If I were Michael Moore, the whole Democratic Party would have gotten behind me, and they'd be pushing this film for all it's worth. Weirdly, we haven't heard a whisper from the RNC. We haven't heard a whisper from the super PACs. Those are the guys who can actually take this film and drop it in the mailboxes of independent voters. They can do something with it, and they have reach and resources that we don't have. So that might change, but as of now, it's all quiet on the Republican front.
You're right. Speak more to that. I mean, because you're obviously have an astute eye working in the Reagan administration and others and know the behind-the-scenes things. I've been watching on C-SPAN, just have a camera for an hour when nothing's going on, showing the political operatives. They look really upset, hateful towards each other. The stagehands look really in disarray. The RNC had a great feeling to it, and I've been to others that didn't, but they weren't still anything near the just watching it from afar. My crew's there, and they say they pick it up on the street, that it is just like a civil war going on within it and just a feeling of dirtiness.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, just look at this recent email scandal. I mean, the Democrats have been trying to rig their own election, and they're supposed to be a party that carries the name Democratic. The other thing is, it's funny to listen to the way the Democrats talk in private. We show in the movie and in the book that the Democratic Party is the party of bigotry. This is the party that has, far from being the party of minorities, they have been the enslaver, the segregator, the tormentor, the lyncher, the hanger of minority groups and immigrants. And so it's wonderful to see the lifting of the curtain, because now you can see the way they actually think, the way they talk in private. So they put on a big show in Philadelphia, but in private they talk about Hispanics. That's the Taco Bell initiative. They make fun of gays. They want to ridicule Bernie Sanders for his religion. These are very despicable people, but they camouflage and put on this big halo of social justice.
And by the way, I mean, your film exposes all this. Your film exposes all this, obviously, because I've read the reviews. But this is what I experienced growing up. My dad was a Reagan guy. My mom was more of a Democrat, but she liked Reagan. You know, she was like an old-fashioned Democrat. But, I mean, I grew up where we didn't have a bunch of guilt, but we knew people done bad things in this country, and we wanted to build everybody up. And so, you know, it was really bad to be racist, because that's what scum did, because they wanted to feel better about somebody. And being around Republicans in my life, they actually are like guilty and really wanting to lift people up on average. I never heard anything racist out of Republicans, not, you know, inside the halls of Congress when I visited or at events or anywhere, or Pat Buchanan events, whatever. But man, let me tell you, I've been around Democrats my whole life living in the South, and man, they are. And even the black Democrats are like managers of the blacks and will say horrible things about black people, like you're in the club with them and like they're the Uncle Tom and you're like totally freaked out. And then I'll say, I don't want to abort all the black people. Nobody wants them scum and trash. I mean, it's just like the Democratic Party, I guess, always ran the plantations and everything, and they never really stopped. They just got more sophisticated. Sorry, Dinesh.
Yeah, no, they're running urban plantations right now that are very similar in many ways to the old rural plantations. I sneaked my way into the Democratic convention and I sat down in a corner right near the floor and I watched all these people walking around and I just tried to get their vibe. And the vibe I got out of them is that these are the overlords of the new liberal plantation. They walk around like they are overseers, managers, plantation owners.
Very arrogant.
They talk about the people who are dependent on them as if in a sense, all they care about these people is their votes. Just like in the old days, all that the plantation owners want is to steal the labor of the slaves. All the Democrats today, the new plantation, all they care about, as long as we get these people to vote for us, that's it. That's all we care about.
And then they can point out a few Republican gangsters. You know, obviously, Republicans aren't perfect in history. They've done a lot of corruption. And then create this cosmology of race like they've done with the police when statistically it's non-existent.
Yeah, the police are charged with the impossible job of keeping the lid on the liberal plantation. Now, think about what it's like to live in those places where there's basically everyone has a meager provision. They give you food and health care, just like on the old slave plantation.
The men aren't allowed in the house.
No opportunity, no hope, nihilism, despair. So the liberal plantation is kind of boiling over, and some of our urban these shootings and stuff come out of that.
Exactly. So. The left knows they've double black employment, all this to make them more dependent. And then they're just blaming the enforcers that they have there trying to keep the lid on it. That's why I have some issues with the police, obviously, and I want to reform some of the problems. But it's a total scapegoat to just randomly attack people in blue and just say they're the problems in America.
And whatever the problems we have, I mean, the very idea that Bill and Hillary, this kind of Bonnie and Clyde operation that's in it for themselves, that doesn't care about domestic policy, nor do they care about foreign policy. They're just like brokers who want to collect 10%, and that's all they care about. And so the idea that they can fix problems is just ludicrous. Now, you know, we've had crooks in American politics before, but we didn't know they were crooks in advance. With Hillary, the Democrats know, and they've still put her forward. And I think that actually is a referendum on the character of this party that would advance a known crook as their standard bearer.
That is exactly what I've been saying, independent of you, because it's prima facie. It's just truth. So what does that say? I mean, either they end up winning the world. I don't think they're going to back off now. If they get in, they're going to go for everything. They're not going to stop. Clearly, we've got to defeat them now, or even if she gets in, we have to stop her because this nation's never faced more peril with naked election stealing, naked primary stealing, naked stealing from the Sanders voters. This is unprecedented.
Yeah, I think ultimately we don't want, you know, a gangster running America. We don't. This is sort of like Al Capone in the White House. Now, when Al Capone was virtually running Chicago, he wanted full access to the Treasury. He wanted to be able to give contracts to his buddies. He wanted to be able to snuff out his opponents or throw them off the stage. He wanted to be able to walk into the Cubs stadium and have the whole crowd shout with cult-like dedication, Big Al, Big Al, Big Al. And that's what Hillary wants. That's Hillary's goal for herself. And this is not, I think, what we want in America. I grew up in India. It's a country run by gangs, slumdog millionaire style. I came to America for something different. It'll be so disheartening for me as an immigrant to see that third world kind of gangsterism come here to America.
Well, I know this. You can't go to Italy or India or China or Russia and be an outsider and end up being heading a federal department and a speechwriter and a guy that, you know, speaks to tens of millions of people and is self-respected. I mean, I know you love America. I mean, America's not perfect, but boy, isn't it the best place out there to be able to really advance somebody who's got the talent like you, who deserves to be successful, who can enrich society like you've done, Dinesh?
You know, the choice in America is between two things. There are ladders of opportunity, and that's the Republican Party. And the ladder is good because you can climb up the ladder, and how far you get depends on luck and it depends on your own efforts. The Democratic alternative is that they don't believe in ladders. They believe that they're sitting on top of the roof and they're putting a rope down and they're asking you to hang on to the rope and they will pull you up. And what people don't realize, they think, oh, well, the ladder, you know, the ladders work. The rope is easy. I'll take the rope. But you don't realize they don't intend you to pull you up all the way. They want to pull you up somewhat and then hold, because that way they have you where they want you. They have you in a position of enforced dependence. You can't go anywhere.
Are they not creating a new caste system, a class system?
That they have a caste system with themselves at the top, and they're the only ones that come out ahead. Look at the people who live on the liberal plantation. They never get ahead.
The film, the book, the book's obviously important. People can get that at Amazon.com or at HillarysAmericaTheMovie.com. You can find out, put your zip code in where it's showing. But now it's showing pretty much everywhere. I think it's in like 10 theaters in Austin. Again, a lot of my family went last weekend. They were amazed by it. My mother, again, didn't like Hillary and the Democrats, but she sure didn't like the Bushes either. But I tell you, she is just sick. She can't even look at Hillary now.
The beauty of a movie, it's $10. You know, this is a way to use your influence to put fuel in our rocket. If you've seen the movie, you love it, go see it again. Take students, buy them tickets, get them to the movie theater. That
it's
helps.
A referendum against them trying to censor everybody and throw us in jail.
It's a movies are a powerful weapon. You can watch a film in 90 minutes and come out of it at the end of it a little different on the inside. I think if we could show this film to independents and blacks and minorities, it would discombobulate them. It would traumatize
them. I agree. Final segment, Dinesh, and then calls, folks, and then our next guest, Tucker Carlson. We're back in 3 minutes with Dinesh D'Souza. Folks, you have to admit you've been conned, though. Okay? It's like a Nigerian email scam. You've got to admit you've been conned.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold-silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Folks, you got a bunch of leftists acting like they're the real renegades. They didn't found any countries. Communists can't even produce an automobile. Parasites calling modern slavery the people's system. Vanessa Souza with us for six more minutes, then your phone calls, I promise. Appreciate folks holding. I don't have a stake in Vanessa Souza's film. I've had other filmmakers come to me and offer me money to promote their films. And if I see the film and think it's good, I just say, hey, I'm going to promote it. I don't need any money. Of course, D'Souza hasn't offered that. The point is that this is a platform to get stuff out they don't want you to see. I'm willing to give my life to defeat the tyrants. So obviously I want to promote something that is so powerful and is so informative that it's transformative. But by extension, you need to get the Hillary for Prison shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. You need to buy the nutraceuticals. You need to get the water filters, the products, all this. If you're not filtering your children's water with a real filter that cuts out the garbage, not just bad taste, shame on you. And I'm not trying to shame you so you buy my product. It's just you're crazy with the garbage that's in our water, the runoff, all of it. So when you buy our products, that's what makes all this possible. Thousands of great products, many times the lowest prices you're going to find, but regardless, it helps fund our operation. You can also make a donation today. I haven't really pushed that. We want to make a straight donation, InfoWarsStore.com. That'll help us be able to budget. We can get a few more reporters, camera people, and folks into the new year. I kind of use this fundraiser once a year, you know, mega sale fundraiser, to be able to budget, hey, I can get a few new people or fill in some holes or some gaps or get new equipment or build a new studio or how much money we've got for trips. We need to raise a lot of money. I can tell you right now that the average talk show host on almost 200 stations like I am with top ratings in many cities now on 50,000-watt stations, we've broken through. I'd have a private jet and some 20-room mansion. I can't keep my four-bedroom house clean. So I don't want a private jet and a mansion. I built this with the money. Other talk show hosts could have done this. They build mansions. And so that's why we need the funds to really even do more. Because the money, I'm a free market guy all the way. I want money to be secure, take care of my family, have good medical care, have a car that runs well, have decent clothes. But I don't worship it. Global's put a gun to my head and say, you know, join us, we're going to kill you. I say, pull the trigger, punk, because all I've got is my integrity. And I know Dinesh D'Souza has his integrity as well. So buy our products, InfoWarsStore.com. We got 3 minutes left, Dinesh. Thanks for coming on. It's great to have you more often than just once or twice a year. I hope you'll join us a lot. In 3 minutes, what other great, because it is great knowledge and experience, can you impart to the audience about the critical crossroads we've now reached?
Yeah, I think one of the
And Dinesh's internet is breaking up. That's why I wasn't going to him earlier. I saw it was breaking up. I was trying to give it time to reconnect.
Once you force them to admit all their crimes, all the horrible stuff the Democratic Party has done, from Indian removal, segregation, slavery, all the way down the line, they go, okay, yes, we admit it, but we changed. The Democrats saw the light, and all the racists became Republicans. And so this is an effort to put the blame on Republicans and also on the South. And on America. America did these things. Now, there was, in fact, no big switch. The whole case hinges on one guy, Strom Thurmond, a Dixiecrat Democrat who became a Republican. But if you make a list of the hundreds of racist Democrats, they never switched. Think of a guy like Robert Byrd, who was in the Ku Klux Klan, remained a hero in the Democratic Party. All the grand dragons of the Ku Klux Klan going down through decades and even centuries, they all remained Democrats. So this notion of a big switch is a fraud that is perpetrated by the progressives to shift blame from themselves.
That's right. And the film, Hillary's America, the movie.com, Hillary's America, It's our duty to see this film. It is number one now in the top 10 ever. Let's make it number one. Congratulations, Dinesh D'Souza. Go with God. We're proud of you. It's good to have you fighting for Team Humanity.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back with your phone calls. T-minus 70 seconds. I'm Alex Jones.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.